He spread his hands. Well? I'd like you to find out what the vampire courts know about the manhunt, and I need you to stay under the radar while you do it. He stared at me for a moment and then exhaled slowly. Why? I shrugged. I've got to know more about what's going on. I can't ask my people. And if a bunch of people know you're asking around, someone is going to connect some dots and take a harder look at Chicago. My brother, the vampire, went completely still for a moment. It isn't something human beings can do. All of him, even the sense of his presence in the room, just stopped. I felt like I was staring at a wax figure. You're asking me to bring Justine into this, he said. Justine was the girl who had been willing to give her life for my brother, and who he'd nearly killed himself to protect. Love didn't begin to cover what they had, neither did Broken. My brother was a vampire of the White Court. For him, love hurt. Thomas and Justine couldn't ever be together. She's the personal aide of the leader of the White Court, I said. If anyone's in a good position to find out, she is. He rose, the motion a little too quick to be wholly human, and paced back and forth in agitation. She's already taking enough risks, feeding information on the White Court's activities back to you when it's safe for her to do it. I don't want her taking more chances. I get that, I said. But situations like this are the whole reason she went undercover in the first place. This is exactly the kind of thing she wanted to do when she went in. Thomas mutely shook his head. I sighed. Look, I'm not asking her to deactivate the tractor beam, rescue the princess, and escape to the fourth moon of Yavin. I just need to know what she's heard and what she can find out without blowing her cover. He paced for another half a minute or so before he stopped and stared at me hard. Promise me something first. What? Promise me that you won't put her in any more danger than she already is. Promise me that you won't act on any information they could trace back to her. Damn it, Thomas, I said wearily. That just isn't possible. There's no way to know exactly which information will be safe to use, and no way to know for certain which bits of data might be misinformation. Promise me, he said, emphasizing both words. I shook my head. I promise that I'll do absolutely everything in my power to keep Justine safe. His jaws clenched a few times. The promise didn't satisfy him, though it was probably more accurate to say that the situation didn't satisfy him. He knew I couldn't guarantee her complete safety, and he knew that I'd given him everything I could. He took a deep, slow breath. Then he nodded. Okay, he said.